Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Moed Katan has been dedicated to Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
We are now starting Bezes Hashem the Gemara on Af Zayin Amar Aleph, which begins with the Mishnah before on Af Vav Amar Beis. The Mishnah says, Tzadin es ha'ishayis v'esachborim misada ha'iwan misada alavan kedarkai b'moyed v'shvias. One is allowed to be tzad. The ishes nachborim from masada ha'iwan and from masada halavan, even kedarkai during chomayed and during shvias. That is a shita of Tanakama. As the Gemara explains, kedarkai means that he is actually allowed to dig a hole in a regular way in order to catch the ishes nachborim. Chachamim, on the other hand, argue. Chachamim say depends. Misada ha'iwan kedarkai from masada ha'iwan, one is allowed to be tzad ishes nachborim, the usual way, but misada halavan shoy kedarkai. Misada halavan, one is not allowed to be tzad ishes nachborim kedarkai. He is only allowed to be tzad ishes nachborim with a shinoi, which, as Rashi explains in the Gemara, means that he is allowed to be chayfer guma, but the only way he is allowed to dig a hole is only if he digs the hole in an unusual fashion. From the shita of the chachamim, one sees the following chiddush. That we allow one to do malacha even without a shinoi is only to save one from a hefsin meruba. To save oneself from a hefsin muatz, one is not allowed to do malacha without a shinoi. He is only allowed to do the malacha with a shinoi. And for that reason, by Yisada HaLavan, that the hefsin that is involved is a hefsin muatz, he is only allowed to be chayfer the guma if he is chayfer the guma shalei kedarkai with a shinoi. Only by Yisada HaLavan, which involves a hefsin meruba, do we allow him to do malacha of chafir askuma kedarkai without a shinoi. Now, to understand that we say that for a hefsin muat, one is only allowed to do malacha with a shinoi, we find two basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. But before we explain that one is allowed to do malacha with a shinoi in order to save oneself from a small hefsid, I would like to go on to the Gemara Weitzer. The Gemara says there is another difference between a hefsin meruba and a hefsin muat. As the Gemara says, one has a hole in his wall, so it depends. If his wall is the wall of his gina, then he is only allowed to fix up the hole behutza v'dafna, which is referred to as a maisa hedjit. On the other hand, if one has a hole in the wall of his chatzer, then he's allowed to bina kedarkai even with a maisa uman. As Rashi explains, that the difference between the kais havagina and the kais havachatzer is that by a kais havagina, the hefsid is only a hefsin muatz, and therefore one is only allowed to fix up the hole with a maisa hedjit, which is unskilled work. On the other hand, by a kais havachatzer, that the hefsid is a hefsin meruba, then one is even allowed to do a maisa uman. Based on this Gemara, we can explain that we learned in our Mishnah, that according to Chachamim, that there is a heter to save one from a hefsin muat is only mutter if he is chayfer aguma with a shinoi, is based on that when he is chayfer aguma with a shinoi, it is no longer considered a chafiras guma with a maisa uman, but rather it is considered as if he is being chayfer aguma with a maisa hedjit, which again is mutter to save one from a hefsin muat. That is one way with which one can explain the heter of being chayfer guma with a shinoi in order to save one from a hefsin muat. And so too is mashma in the Rambam and Hilchos Yontif, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hei. With this mahalach, one can explain that we find in the Prima Gadim in Siman Tav Kof Mem, Siv Katan Hei, and Siv Katan Zayin. The Prima Gadim says the following chiddush, that we say, that to save one from a hefsin muat, one is only allowed to do malacha with a shinoi, is only if the malacha involves tercha. If the malacha does not involve any tercha, then one is even allowed to do the malacha without a shinoi, even though he is only coming to save himself from a hefsin muat. The obvious question is, if to save one from a hefsin muat, he is only allowed to do malacha with a shinoi, what is the difference if there is tercha involved or not? To explain the Prima Gadim, one has to say, as we find in the Tur in Yeridea, Simen Shempei, the following chiddush, that there is an iser on Chol Moed to do a Maisa Uman, to do a Malacha, that is considered a Maisa Uman, which means skilled work, It is based on the fact that there is an Isser of Tercha, and therefore skilled work, which involves Tercha, Chazal said, that one is not allowed to do a Maisa Uman on Chol Moed, based on the fact that a Maisa Uman involves Tercha. And therefore, based on that we said before, that the Chiyav to Mishana is in order that the Malacha that he is doing should no longer be considered a Malacha that is being done with a Maisa Uman, but rather that the Malacha should be considered as if it is being done with a Maisa Hejit. Therefore, the Chiyav to Mishana is only if the Malacha involves Tercha. If one is doing a Malacha that does not involve any Tercha whatsoever, even if the Malacha is considered a Maisa Uman, he would still be allowed to do the Malacha in Chol Moed, because again, the Isser to Malacha with a Maisa Uman is only because a Maisa Uman involves Tercha. If one has a Maisa Uman that does not involve any Tercha, such a Maisa Uman is Mutter even on Chol Moed, and therefore there is no Chiyav to Mishana. That is a Chiyah how one can explain the Prima Gadim. Based on this Pshat, one can go a step further. We find the Mitzvah Eisan asked the following Kasha in our Mishnah. As one sees on the Gilyan, the Gilyan is Geiris, instead of Chachamim Oymer Misada Ilan Kedarkai Misada Halavan Choy Kedarkai, the Geiris of the Gilyan is Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Misada Ilan Kedarkai, Misada Halavan Choy Kedarkai. The Mitzbeisan asks, how can Rabbi Yehuda possibly be the man the Omer that holds that one is allowed Hoifer Aguma Kedarkai in a Sada Ilan based on the fact that a Sada Ilan is of Seyde Meruba? We find that Yehuda, in the beginning of the second parak, understands that in order to do malacha letzerech tavar aved, one is only allowed to do malacha with a shinoi. And therefore, even for sadeh ha'ilan, one should only allow to be chayfer aguma shalei kedarkai. That is the kasha of the mitzvah eisan. According to that we said before, that the iser to do a maisa uman is based on the fact that maisa uman involves tercha, and the heter shinoi is based on that, that by being Mishana, the Maisa is no longer considered a Maisa Uman, but rather a Maisa Hejit, one can answer the Mitzvah Eisan's Kasha as we find in the Sefer Chalkas Binyamin, that even though Rabbi Yehuda understands that Tzerech Davar Oved, one is only allowed to do Malacha with a Shinoi, based on the fact that now that he was Mishana, the Maisa is no longer considered a Maisa Uman, but rather a Maisa Hejit, that one is only allowed to do a Maisa Hejit with Tzerech Davar Oved, again, is dependent on how big of a hefset is involved, like we find in the Ravid. One always has to take into account the tercha relative to the hefset. And therefore, if one has a tremendous hefset, one would even be allowed to do a Maisa Uman, even according to Behuda. And for that reason, even according to Behuda, b'makim a tremendous hefset, there is no chiyav to mishana, because one is allowed to do a Maisa Uman with Tzerech such a big hefsid. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah holds that for a Sada Ilan, one is even allowed to be Chayfer Kedarkai. Because even like Rabbi Yehuda, the Mokim such a big hefsid, as a Sada Ilan, one is even allowed to do a Maisa Uman that involves Tercha. Now getting back to our Mishnah, again, the first pshat in how to explain the Heter of Shinoi is based on that by being Mishana, the Maisa is no longer considered a Maisa Uman, but rather a Maisa Hejit. The Nemuk Yesev, on the other hand, explains a different pshat in the Heter of Shinoi. The Nemuk Yesev says that by being Mishana, what he is doing is no longer being done Kederecho. In other words, one has to differentiate between the Malacha that is being done on Chol Moed than the Malacha that is usually done on a regular day. And therefore he is chayev to Mishana, because by being Mishana he is differentiating between the malacha that he is doing in Chol Moed than the malacha that he does on any other day. That is how the Nemuk Yesev explains the Yesod of Shinoi. According to the Nemuk Yesev, it comes out that when one comes to do malacha in Chol Moed or Tzerech Tavar Aved, he has to take into account two components. First of all, the general Isser malacha that was said as far as Chol Moed is concerned. And as far as the general Isser Malacha and Chol Moed, we find the Heter of Dover HaOvid, and even Hefsin Muad is included in the Heter of Dover HaOvid. But then, there is a second component as well, that when one does Malacha and Chol Moed, doing Malacha and Chol Moed involves Zilzal HaMoed. He's being Mezalzal on the Moed by that that he is doing melacha on Chol Hamoed just like any other day. And as far as this Isser of Zilzul Hamoed is concerned, we differentiate between Hefs and Merubah and Hefs and Muat. As far as Hefs and Merubah is concerned, we do not worry about Zilzul Hamoed. On the other hand, as far as Hefs and Muat, we do worry about Zilzul Hamoed, and for that reason we are only matter one to do melacha for Hefs and Muat, if one does the melacha with a shinoi to differentiate between Chol Hamoed and all other days. That we find, that Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning of the second parak understands, that by all davar ha'avid, one is only allowed to do melacha with a shinoi, is based on that Rabbi Yehuda understands that by all davar ha'avid, one has to take into account Zilzul Hamoed. And therefore, by all davar ha'avid, one is only allowed to do melacha with a shinoi in order to save oneself from being mezalzel in Chol Hamoed. Now getting back to our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that this halacha of tzadnes ha'ishas v'sachborim refers not only to Chol Hamoed, but even to Shvius. The obvious kash is, what is the heter to be chayfer guma, even with tzirach pseida on Shvius? As we find the Gemara before in the face of the base asks, that on Shvius, there is no heter of pseida, if Shvius bizman hazeh is minat tzirah. So if one were to say that the iser of Charisha on Shvius is only midrabanan, like we find is a shita of the Tesis Yantif in Perek Beis and Masech Teshvius Mishnah Beis, then one can say, as the Gemara says in Afkim Omen Aleph, that by Isurim Melacha D'Rabbanan, Rabbanan were Mater Isurim D'Rabbanan B'Makim Seda. But if one understands, like we find in the Marikorkas and the Me'iri and the Afkim Omen, so too, Tva, that the Isur Charisha on Shvius is Asim Natera, V'Chira, every Chafir Askuma involves Charisha. And since every Chafiras Guma involves Charisha, there should be an Isser Minatera to be Chayfer Guma. And therefore, even with Tzerech Pseida, even Mokim Pseida, there should be an Isser of Chafiras Guma. So again, what is the Heter to be Chayfer Guma, to be Tzad Ishas Vachborim on Shvius? The answer is Kashu Chir, one can say, as we find in the Mekeves HaMishnah in Hochashmita Vievo Parakal of Halachavov, that the Charisha is Asur Minatera, only if the Charisha is being done in order to plant in the place that he's being Charish. But if one is being Charish in the Sada without intention to use the Charisha for Zriya, such a Charisha is only Asur Midrabanan. And therefore this Chafir Skuma, which is not being done with intent to be Zareya in the Guma that he's being Chayfer, therefore the Isser of Chafir Skuma is only an Isser Midrabanan, and therefore there is a heter of b'mokem pseida. That is how one can explain our Mishnah. Now let's go on to the Gemara. Our Gersa in the Gemara is as follows. Kisha amru misada lavan shulei kedarkai, which is referring back to the Shita of Chachamim, that the Chachamim said that one is only allowed to be chayfer guma nesada lavan shulei kedarkai is only besada lavan hasmucha li'ir. Abo besada lavan hasmucha besada ilan afilo kedarkai. Even according to Chachamim, if the Sada Lavan is Mucha with Sada Ilan, one is allowed to be Tzad Ishas Vachbarim Kedarkai, as the Gemara explains, Shemayetu Misada Lavan, the Achrivu Es Ha'ilonis. And therefore, based on the Chshash, that the Ishas Vachbarim might go out of the Sada Lavan and destroy the Ilonis, therefore, Hefsid that is involved is a Hefsid Meruba, and therefore, even according to Chachamim, one would be allowed to be tzad the ishas v'achborim kedarkon. The Rif, on the other hand, is geres in our Gemara as follows. Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, kesha amru besada halavan kedarkai. That the Tanakama says that there is a heter besada halavan to be tzad the ishas and achborim kedarkai is only besada halavan hasmucha leilonis. By besada halavan, that is not smucha leilonis, there is no heter to be tzad the ishas nachbarim kedarkai. He is only allowed to be tzad the ishas nachbarim shalei kedarkai. According to the Rif, it comes out that the machlekes between Tanakam and Chachamim is as far as asada halavan hasmucha leilonis is concerned. Is there a heter of kedarkai? Or, as Chachamim say, there is only a heter shalei kedarkai. But even according to Tanakama, if the Sada Lavan is not smucha leilonis, Tanakama agrees to Chachamim that there is only a heter to be tzad the ishas and achbarim shalei kedarkai. Which means that everyone agrees that if the only hefsid that is involved is a hefsid muat, one is only allowed to do malacha with a shinui. Only by a sadalavan that is smucha leilonis does Tanakama hold one is allowed to be tzad ishas nachbarim kedarkei, based on the fact that there is a suffix, there is a chshash, that the hefsid that is involved might be a hefsid meruba, as the Gemara says, shemiyetu misad alavan v'yachrivu es ha'ilonis. And only then does Tanakama hold one is allowed to be tzad the ishas nachbarim kedarkei. According to the Rif, the machlokes between Tanakama and Chachamim is in a case that one has a suffix hefsid meruba. If one has a suffix, if there is hefsid meruba involved or not, does that allow one to do malacha without a shinoi? According to Tanakama, he is even allowed to do malacha without a shinoi. According to Chachamim, even though there is a suffix hefsid meruba involved, still one is only allowed to do malacha with a shinoi. Only by a vadei hefsid meruba do Chachamim allow one to do malacha without a shinoi. In the Rambam and Perek Ches Milchas Yom Tov Al-Chehei, we find, as the Gra explains, that the Rambam had a third Gersa in our Gemara. The Rambam's Gersa was as follows, similar to the Gersa of the Rif, with one difference. Kisha Amru Besada Halavan, Lai Amru Ella Besada Lavan Hasmucha Lilonis. In other words, any heter that is said as far as Sada Halavan is concerned, which means even the heter of Chachamim, for one to be tzad shalai kedarka in a sada lavan was only said in regards to a sada lavan that is smucha lilonis. As far as a sada lavan that is not smucha lilonis, there is no heter to be tzad even shalai kedarka, which is how the Rambam paskins, that the only heter to be tzad is only by a sada lavan that is smucha lilonis. By a sada lavan that is not smucha lilonis, there is no heter whatsoever, even shalai kedarka. So again, according to the Rambam, it comes out that the machlekes between Tanakam and Chachamim is a machlekes by Yisada Lavan Hasmucha Leilonis, as we explained according to the Rif. And the machlekes again is based on that if one has a chshash, a suffix, hefsin ruba, does that allow one to be tzad kedarkai, or only shalai kedarkai? The machlekes between the Rif and the Rambam is as far as a sada lavan that is not smucha lilonis is concerned. The Rif understands by sada lavan that is not smucha lilonis, there is still a heter to be tzad shalai kedarkai. According to the Rambam, there is no heter whatsoever by a sada lavan that is not smucha lilonis. So again, we have three basic mahalchim as far as how to explain the machlekes between Tanakama and Chachamim. According to our Gersa in the Gemara, the machlekes between Tanakama and Chachamim is by a sada lavan that is not smucha lilonis. Is there a heter, even kedarkei, which is a shita Tanakama, or as Chachamim say, only shalai kedarkei? By a sada lavan that is smucha lilonis, even according to Chachamim, there is a heter to be tzad kedarkei. That is according to our Gersa in the Gemara. According to the Rif and the Rambam's Gersa, the machlekes between Tanakama and Chachamim is as far as a sada lavan that is smucha lilonis. Do we allow one to be tzad kedarkei, which is again the shita of Tanakama, or do we say the one is only allowed to be tzad shalai kedarkei, which is the shita of Chachamim? There is a machlekes between the Rif and the Rambam as far as sada lavan that is not smucha lilonis. Is there a heter to be tzad shalai kedarkei, or according to the Rambam, there is no heter whatsoever, even to be tzad shalai kedarkei? Now, l'chayra, one has to understand, what is pshat the Rambam? Why does the Rambam hold that there is no heter to be tzad shalai kedarkei by yisad lavan that is not smucha lilonis? Even by yisad lavan, there is a hefsin muat. And therefore, there should be a heter to be tzad shalai kedarkei, just like we find that there is a heter of a maisa hejit by a hefsin muat in the Gemara Vayter. If one has a hole in his kaisel, even if his kaisel is only the kaisel of a gina, which again only involves a hefsin muat, there is still a heter to do a maisa hejit. So too over here, why shouldn't there be a heter to be tzad shalai kedarkei, even by a sada lavan that is not smucha lilonis? L'chayra, the pshat in the Rambam is as follows, that even though the Rambam agrees that there is a heter to do a maisa hejit l'tzirach to save one from a hefsin muat, and again, as we said before, b'shitas Rambam, by being mishana It is no longer considered a ma'aseh umen, but rather a ma'aseh hedyot. Still, there is no heter to be tzad shaloi kedarkai. Because that we say, that with a shinoi it is no longer considered a ma'aseh umen, but rather a ma'aseh hedyot, is only if there is a recognizable shinoi in the final product. Example, as we find in the Ramah in Seif Simon Tav Kuf Mem Aleph, that one is not allowed to be tofer in a way that is considered a ma'aseh umen. The Ramah goes on to say that even if an uman will be tofer achas achas, be tofer one by one, like a hedyot, it would still be aser. Because since there is no recognizable difference in the final product, therefore it is not considered enough of a shinoi to be considered a ma'aseh hedyot. Only if there's a shinoi in the final product do we consider the tefira of a ma'aseh hedyot. And therefore one can say as follows, that over here, there is no heter to be tzad shaloi kedarkai if the tzad alavan is not smucha li'ilan, because even if one would be tzad shaloi kedarkai, still the final product, the final chafira that one has, is exactly the same chafira as if he would have made the chafira kedarkai. Just because he happened to make the chafira in an unusual way is not enough for us to consider this chafira as a chafira of a ma'aseh hedyot. And therefore the Rambam understands that there is no heter for a tzad alavan that is not smucha li'ilanus even to be tzad shaloi kedarkai. Only by a keis hogina, that if one has a hole in a keis hogina, that the hole is actually being fixed up differently than the hole would usually have been fixed up, only then do we consider it a ma'aseh hedyot. And therefore it is mutter b'makom hefsin muat. That l'chayr is pshat in the sheet of the Rambam. The Rif, on the other hand, understands that the heter of hefsin muat allows one to be tzad shaloi kedarkai, even by tzad alavan that is not smucha li'ilanus, is l'chayr based on that the Rif understands the heter of shinoi like the Nimukei Yosef, that by being mishana he is differentiating between chol moed and all other days. And therefore, as long as he is doing the malacha differently than he would usually do the malacha, that is enough to have a heter of shinoi, even if the final product is exact same final product. And therefore there is a heter to be tzad shaloi kedarkai, even in a tzad alavan that is not smucha li'ilanus. That is how one can explain the sheets of the Rif. Now let's go on to the next gemara. The Gemara says that if one has a kais al chatzar, he is allowed to yubayna kedarkai. He is allowed to yubayna the kais al chatzar even with a ma'aseh uman, based on the fact that building the kais al chatzar is in order to save one from a hefsin meruba. The Gemara brings the following raya, that there is a heter to yubayna kais al chatzar kedarkai. Leima misayayalei kais al hagoicha roshasar abim. Soyser ubayna kedarkai b'mnei asakona. And as Ritva explains that the Gemara's Raya is from that there is a heter to yubayna, v'pnei asakana, l'chayrush only allow one, to knock down the kaisel. What is the heter to yubayna the kaisel kedarkai? It must be the heter to yubayna the kaisel kedarkai is based on the fact that we are talking about a kaisel chatzer, which involves hefs and meruba. The Gemara answers no, hasam kediktani timer v'pnei asakana, which as Ritva explains is based, as we see in the Gemara Vaitzer, that if we will not let him build the kaisel kedarkai, he might not break down the kaisel, and therefore mipnei sakana we allow him to go and build the kaisel kedarkai. The Gemara goes on to say, the ikadamri tashma kaisel agoicha shasam seiser ubeina kedarkai mipnei sakana. And the Gemara is medayik the other way around. Mashma only mipnei sakana is there a heter for him to be seiser ubeina. Let's say that from here is a tiyufta of chesta that allows one to ubeina a kaisel, even shulei mepnei asakana. Amel charev chista hasam seiser ubeine. Mepnei asakana he's allowed to be seiser ubeine. Hacha beine v'loi seiser. If not for sakana, he is only allowed to be beine, but he is not allowed to be seiser. From here, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Kuf Mem Siv Katan Gimel proves that if not for sakana, if only because of the chashash ganvi, one would not be allowed to be seiser ubeine. The Yad Ephraim, the Beis Meir and the Pichadish argue on the Magen Avraham and explain the Gemara as follows. That our Gemara says Now, Mishum Chash Kanvi, one is only allowed to be Beina, not allowed to be Seiser, is referring to a case that before the Kaisel actually falls down, there is no Chash Kanvi. But if one would have a Chash Kanvi even before the Kaisel falls down, he would be allowed to be Seiser the Kaisel only Beina Kedarkai, just like Chash Kanvi allows one to be Beina the Kaisel, so too Chash Kanvi would allow one to be Seiser Ubeinas a Kaisel Kedarkai. Lechir the Pshat in the Magen Avraham. It understands that Mishum Chash Kanvi, we do not allow one to be Seiser Ubeina, is based on that the Magen Avraham understands that Chash Kanvi is only a Safek Hefsin Merubah. And therefore, for the Safek Hefsin Merubah, we do not allow one to be Tereach the Tercha being Seiser Ubeina. One is only allowed to be Beina. But to allow him to be Seiser Ubeina, that the Chash Kanvi does not allow. On the other hand, a chash sakana allows one even to be seiser ubeina. That is one way with which one can explain the Magen Avraham. Another way with which one can explain the Magen Avraham is as follows: that the Magen Avraham is referring to a kesel that if it falls down, there will be a chash kanvi. Right now, as long as the kesel is standing, even though the kesel is a kesel ru'uah, there is no chash kanvi. And for that reason, the Magen Avraham understands that as long as the kesel is standing, one does not have a heter to break down the kesel in order to bein a kesel kedarkai, because right now there is no chash kanvi. Only as far as chash sakana do we allow one to be seiser the kesel only bein a kedarkai. But as far as ganvi is concerned, we do not allow one to be seiser ubeina till there is an actual chash for ganvi. But even according to Magen Avraham, if one would have a chash kanvi now, based on the fact that the kesel is a kesel ruah, one will be allowed to be seiser ubeina kedarkai, even mishum chash kanvi. That is another way with which one can explain the Magen Avraham. In the Mukhi Yosef, on the Afyudim base, we find the following pshat in our Gemara. The Mukhi Yosef says that according to that the Ramban says, that any tzirach hamayid, which is not echal nefesh, is aser for one to do a maisa uman. Only a maisa hejit is mutter l'tzerech hamayid, that is not echal nefesh. A maisa uman is aser l'tzerech hamayid, if the tzerech hamayid is not tzerech echal nefesh. That one is allowed to build a kesel chotzer kedarkai is based on that protecting one's house, Chazal consider that as if protecting one house is Eichel Nefesh itself. And for Eichel Nefesh itself, one is even allowed to do Maisa Uman. From the Mukhi Yosef, one sees that the Heter of our Gemara is not based on the Heter of Davar HaOvid, but rather the Heter is based on that protecting one's house is considered with Tzirich Eichel Nefesh. The obvious kasha is, why did the Mukhi Yosef feel that it was necessary to explain the Heter of our Gemara based on Eichel Nefesh? Why can the Mukhi Yosef explain the Heter is based on Davar HaOvid? L'chor, the Pshat in the Mukhi Yosef is based on that the Mukhi Yosef understands that since over here we are not referring to Vade Davar HaOvid, it is only a Safek Hefsid, because again, it is only Mishum Chash Ganvi, a Safek Davar HaOvid does not allow one to do a Maisa Uman, like we saw in the previous Gemara. That by Asada Lavan, Hasmucha Asada Ilan, still according to Chachamim, one is only allowed to be Tzad Shalei Kedarkai, according to the Rif and the Rambam. And therefore one sees that for a Safek Tavar Aved, there is no Heter for one to do a Maisa Uman. And so too we find in the Shulchan Atzeshitim Siman Aleph Siftalit. And for that reason, the Mukhi Yosef had to explain the Heter for one to do a Maisa Uman Mishum Chash Kanvi is based on the fact that Chazal considered Shmiras Beisai as if one is doing Letzerech Eichon Nefesh. And Letzerech Eichon Nefesh, one is even allowed to do a Maisa Uman. Well, let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, Remeir Oimroyin es Anagoyim Lohokel. Avoy Lahachmer, Vecham Oimrim Loy Lohokel, Voy Lahachmer. Chamim say, we are not Roy Nagoyim at all during Chomayin, not Lohokel, not Lahachmer. Now, to explain that we are not Roya Nagoyim Lahachmer, we find two Mahalchim Nirishenim. Rashi explains that the reason why we are not Roya Nagoyim Lahachmer is in order not to be Mitzayer, the person who is being Mitame. As Rashi and Zof Rachmana Omar Vesamachta Vechagecha. From Rashi one sees that that the chiyuv asamacht b'chagecha is not only mechayiv specific mitzvahs, like for example eating basar and drinking yayin, but rather the chiyuv asamacht b'chagecha is mechayiv that a person has to be b'simcha throughout the entire yontif and kuni chol hamoed. Just basar v'yayin is a way in which to bring out the simcha, but the chiyuv is to be b'simcha constantly throughout yontif. And therefore, the Kohen is not metame him in order not to be metzare him, which would take away from his simcha, which again would be a bittul as far as his mitzvah of his samachta v'chagecha is concerned. That is how Rashi explains our Mishnah. The Rambam, on the other hand, explains our Mishnah as follows. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Mehochas Yontif Halachat Zayin, says the following halacha: Ein royen es hanigam b'mayed, shema yimtza tamei v'nimtza Chagoy nehepach le'evil. The Rambam says that the reason why we are not royin negoyim lahachmer is based on that we do not want his chag to be nehepach le'evil. L'chir the Pshan the Rambam is based on that we find in the Sefer Zeich Yitzchak, in Simen Mem Gimel and Simen Mem Daled, that says the following yesoid. The Zeich Yitzchak says that by Metzera we find that a Metzera is made up of two parts. First of all, there is a tumah that a metzera has, and second of all, a metzera has a din like an ovel, and each part has its specific dinim. Like the Zeich Yitzchak says that, for example, the din shuach machanais, that the metzera has to be sent out from all three machanais, is based on the tumah that the metzera has, and the fact that a metzera has tumas metzera, that is mechayev that he has to be sent out of all three machanais. That is as far as Hochas Tumah of a Metzera are concerned. As far as the din Ovel that a Metzera has, based on the fact that he has a din of an Ovel, for that reason, the halacha of a Metzera is the Reisha Yiyah Parua Begodav Yopumim. The reason why a Metzera has to let his hair grow long, and so too he has to tear his clothing, is based on the fact that a Metzera has a din like an Ovel. As we find in the Gemara later in the Tesvav and Aleph, that the din of a Na'avel is that he has to let his hair grow long, and so too a Na'avel has to tear his clothing. And based on that a Metzera has a din like a Na'avel, for that reason he has the halachas of a Na'avel. And therefore the Rambam says that our Mishnah says in Reya Negam Lachmer is based on the fact that if we would be Machmer, we would be turning him into an ovel. And therefore, we are not roya negam lahachmer in order not to transform the days of Yontif into days of Avelos. That is how the Rambam explains the halacha of our Mishnah. So again, we have Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam as far as that ein roya negam lahachmer. Is it based on the fact that by being machmer we are causing him tzar? And as Rashi explains, that will be a bittul the din of a samachta b'chagecha, or as the Rambam explains, the reason why in Reyin Agam Lahachmer is in order not to transform the days of Yontif into days of Avelos. L'chira, based on this machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, one can explain a machlekes harishenim that we find in our Gemara. Our Gersa in the Gemara, which is a shitsa of the Ritva and other Rishenim, is as follows. That Omar Rava betahar kuli alma way pligi dway chazule. As far as someone who is tahar, kuli alma way pligi, both Remeir and Rabbanan agree dway chazule, that the kohen should not be royas hanega, and even according to Remeir in our Mishnah, that understands that royas hanegoyim lahakel avluwa hachmir, but still, if one has someone who is tahar, even like Remeir, the Kohen should not see the Nega. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues. Tosfos says that by Tohar, Kulei Alma Lo Pligi Dechazulei, even according to Chachamim of our Mishnah, who generally speaking hold that a Kohen should not be Royas HaNega, but as far as a Tohar is concerned, even according to Chachamim, a Kohen should be Royas HaNega, based on the fact that by a Tahar, Chachamim agreed to Remeir that if the Kohen sees that the Nega is Tameh, he has a right to remain quiet. And therefore, for that reason, by someone who is tor, even according to Chachamim, the Kohen should see the Nega, because even if the Nega is Tamei, the Kohen has the right to stay quiet. Now, to explain our Geras and the Gemara, which again is a Shitza of the Ritva and other Rishenim, that by someone who is tor, even according to a mayor, the Kohen should not be Reyes HaNega, we find that the Mishnah Melech in Perek Zayin, Mehilchas Yontif, Halacha Tehasayin, explains as follows. That even though according to a mayor, the Kohen has a right to stay quiet if he sees that the Nega is Nega Tamei, still, the actual fact that the Kohen is being quiet will cause the person who has a Nega, Tsar. Because he realizes from the shtika of the Kohen that really his Nega is Nega Tamei. And therefore, for that reason, the Kohen should not see the Nega in order not to cause him Tsar with his shtika. That the Rameir says in our Mishnah, that Royin Nugoyim Lohoko Avalela Hachmir, even though there is a chance that we will cause a person Tsar with the shtika of the Kohen, but still the potential gain of Royin Nugoyim Lohoko outweighs the potential Tsar of the shtika of the Kohen. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues, and Tosfos understands that as far as someone who is Taurus is concerned, even according to Chachamim, we are Royen Negoim Lohakel. Lachir, one can explain that Tosfos is not worried about the Tsar that will be caused with the Shtika of the Kohen is based on the fact that Tosfos understands that we say in our Mishnah, Royen Negoim Lohakel Avoy Lahachmer, is not, like Rashi explains, that we are worried about causing the person Tsar, which will be mavato his simchas yontif, but rather it is based on the Rambam that we don't want to be mehapech his chag le'ivo, and that is only by actually making him tamei. The shtika itself, even though there is sar involved in the shtika, but still, as long as we are not actually being metamei him, one does not run into the problem of being mehapech his chag le'ivo. And for that reason, Tosfos understands that by someone who is Torah, the din is we are roya negoyim even according to Chachamim. That is one way with which one can explain the machlokes between the Ritva and Tosfos. Another way with which one can explain the machlokes between the Ritva and Tosfos, that the Ritva understands that only if there is a potential gain do we say that the Kohen should see the Nega. On the other hand, Tosfos understands that even without any potential gain, the Kohen still sees the Nega. One can explain based on that we find in Negoim Perek Aleph Mishnah Daled, that the Mishnah says one is not Roya Negoim not on Shabbos or Yontif. The Rambam and Rav both explain that one is not Roya Negoim both on Shabbos and Yontif is based on the fact that Re'iyas Negoim is considered like one is being done as Hadin. And just like the Halacha is, one is not allowed to actually be done as Hadin on Shabbos and Yontif, so too, for that reason, the Kohen is not Reyes HaNegoim, because Reyes HaNegoim is considered like being done as Hadin. Based on the Rambam and the Rav, one can say as follows, that the Ritva understands that without a potential gain, the halacha is that the Kohen should not be Reyes HaNega, because the Ritva understands that this halacha, that one is not done as Hadin, applies not only to Shabbos and Yontif, but even to Chol Moed as well. That we find we are done as Hadin on Chol Moed is only as the Rambam explains in Perek Zayin Halachid Beis, that being done as Hadin is considered Tzorchei Rabim. But that is only as far as Dini Mominis and Dini Nefashis are concerned. On the other hand, as far as Re'iyas Negoim, which is not included in Tzorchei Rabim, Re'iyas Negoim on Chol Moed will be Aser based on that, that Re'iyas Negoim is considered like being done as Hadin. And therefore, only where there is a potential gain do we say that the Kohen should be Re'iyas HaNega. Because when one has a potential gain, there is Tzorchei Moed involved in the Kohen's Re'iyas HaNega, which allows one to be done as Hadin. Tosfos, on the other hand, who argues and understands that even without a potential gain, still the halacha is the Kohen is Re'iyas HaNega, is based on the fact that Tosfos understands that in Chol Moed there is no Isser to be done as Hadin whatsoever. The only Isser being done as Hadin only applies to Shabbos and Yontif and not to Chol Moed. And therefore the Kohen is Reyes HaNega even without any potential gain. Now getting back to the previous machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, that Rashi understands that we are not roya negam lahachmer is based on the mitzvah of samachta v'chagacha, and riyas negam lahachmer will cause him tzar, which is a bitzel in the mitzvah of samachta v'chagacha. The Rambam, on the other hand, explains that the reason why we are not roya negam lahachmer is in order not to transform his yontif into his man of avelos. But according to Rambam, we are not worried about the actual tzar that we are causing him by being roya negam lahachmer. I'd like to go on to that we find in the Mishnah on Daf Chesamad Aleph, another chiddush that our mayor said. The Mishnah says, "Va'oid Amar a mayor malaket Adam at Sameis Avavi'imai." The mayor says a person is allowed to be malaket at Sameis Avavi'imai during Chol Hamoed, mipnei shesimcha hiloi. The Gemara explains the Mishnah as follows. The Gemara explains that the reason why a mayor allows one to be malaket at Sameis Avavi'imai is based on the fact that the Simchas HaRegel is mevatel the avelos of one who is malaket atzomis. Even though the halacha, generally speaking, is that one who is malaket atzomis avavi'imai becomes an avel, but still on yontif, one who is malaket atzomis avavi'imai does not become an avel, because the yontif is deicha the avelos of likot atzomis avavi'imai. Rabbi Yisi, as the Mishnah goes on to say, argues. Rabbi Yisi says, Avel Hulai, which the Rishonim explains to mean that even though there is no Avelos, but still there is Tsar. And based on the fact that Likot Atzameis Avavi'imai causes one Tsar, therefore, according to Rabbi Yisi, one should not be Malaka Atzameis Avavi'imai even though there is no Avelos, because the Likot Atzameis Avavi'imai involves Tsar. From that the Mishnah on Daf Ches says Va'oid Amar Ameir, one sees that the two chidushim of Ameir are connected one to the other. According to the Rambam, one can explain the connection as follows. That just like Ameir in our Mishnah understands, that one is Raya Negoim Lohakel, and Ameir allows the Kohen to be Raya Sanega during Chol Hamoed, even though, as we said before, B'Shem the Mishnah Melech, and so too we find in the Ran, that if the Kohen will be Shesek, if the Kohen sees that the Nega is really Negatame, and he remains quiet, the fact that he remained quiet will cause the person Tsar, because now the person realizes that his Nega is a Negatame, still Rameir says, Roi Negam Lohakel, because one is not worried about Tsar. One is only worried about the fact that he should not make the person into an Ovel, as the Rambam explains, in order not to mahape chag la'evil. And therefore, a mayor in the Mishnah Navches goes on to say, Va'oid Amar a mayor, the one is allowed to malaket at Sameis Avavi'imai, even though there is a tsar involved in the likud at Sameis Avavi'imai, like we see in Rabbi Yisi. Still, since there is no actual avelos based on the Simchas Yontif, for that reason, her mayor allows one to malaket at Sameis Avavi'imai based on her mayor shita, that as long as there is no actual avelos involved, we do not take into account the tsar. Now let's go on to the next part of the sugya. Again, Chachamim say that one is not roya negoim roya hakel v'roya hachmer. As the Gemara explains, Chachamim are referring to both a metzira muskar and a metzira that is a metzira muchlat. To explain that in Royin Negoim Lahachmir, both by Metzera Musker and Metzera Muchlat, we find three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. But before we say the Shita of the Rishonim, we have to be makdim with the following Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi Shita is, there are two differences between Metzera Musker and Metzera Muchlat. A Metzera Musker, according to Rashi, does not need to be sent out of all three Machanes. On the other hand, a Metzera Muchlat has to be sent out of all three Machanes. That is one difference between a Metzera Muskar and a Metzera Muchlat, according to Rashi. The second difference is, as far as the Heter Tashmish Hamita is concerned, a Metzera Muskar does not have a Heter of Tashmish Hamita. On the other hand, a Metzera Muchlat has a Heter Tashmish Hamita. Tosfos argues on both of Rashi's Hanachas. As far as Shulch Machanes is concerned, Tosfos holds that even a Metzera Muskar needs to be sent out of all three machanes. As Tosfos proves from the Gemara Megillah Daf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara Megillah says, Ein bein metzera muskar metzera muchlat, and the Gemara explains that Ein bein, that there is no difference between metzera muskar and metzera muchlat, besides for prima,
is referring to Shiluach Machanais, that even a Metzorah Musker needs Shiluach Machanais. And so too Tosfos argues, on that the Rashi says, that a Metzorah Musker is Aser B'Tashmash Hamitah, and a Metzorah Muchot is Mutter B'Tashmash Hamitah, Tosfos says no. That according to the Manda Omer that holds that a Metzorah Muchot is Mutter B'Tashmash Hamitah, so too a Metzorah Musker is Mutter B'Tashmash Hamitah as well. Now to explain that the Rashi understands, that there is a difference between Metzorah Musker and Metzorah Muchot, as far as Shuach Machanes is concerned, L'chorah the Pshat and Rashi is based on that the Rashi understands like our Gemara, that the Metzorah Muchot is sent out of all three Machanes is not based on the Tumah that a Metzorah has. It is not because of his Tumah that he is sent out of all three Machanes. Rather, the reason why he is sent out of all three Machanes is to separate him from all other people. And therefore, that the Mishnah Megillah says a klal of Ein Bein Metzorah Musker or Metzorah Muchot is only as far as the Tumah of a Metzorah is concerned, like you find in the Rambam and Perek Yod, Mehochas Tumah Saras HaVachayod, that only as far as Hochas Tumah are concerned do we say that there is no difference between a Metzorah Musker and Metzorah Muchot. As far as all other halachas, they're not dependent upon the Tumah of a Metzorah, we differentiate between a Metzorah Musker and Metzorah Muchot. And so do we find the Tosfos, that the Mishnah says, Ein bein Metzorah Musker or Metzorah Muchot chut mi priyo prima, Tosfos adds on an other halacha as well, which is the halacha of the Tamei Yikra, that a Metzorah Muchot is mechuyev to tell people, stay away from me. It is only by a Metzorah Muchot and not by a Metzorah Musker, according to the Mishnah Melech's Pshat and Tosfos, which again is based on the fact that the Mishnah's Ein bein only refers to the Hochas Tum of a Metzorah. As far as all other halachas, which are not dependent upon Tumah, for example, the halacha of a Tamei Yikra, that he is mechuyev to stay away from people and to separate himself from people by telling them that he is Tamei, as far as those halachas are concerned, we do differentiate between a Metzorah Musker and a Metzorah Muchot. As far as the second machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, if a Metzorah Musker is Mutter B'Tashmash Hamitah or not, the Rashi holds that a Metzorah Musker is Aser B'Tashmash Hamitah. On the other hand, Tosfos understands that a Metzorah Musker is Mutter B'Tashmash Hamitah. The Sfas explains that Tosfos' Kasha Rashi is based on the fact that if a Metzorah Musker would be Aser B'Tashmash Hamitah, what happened to that Iser once he became a Muchlat? The Iser that the Metzorah had while he was a Musker should remain even after he becomes a Muchlat. L'chorah, to understand the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, one can say as follows, that the machlokes is a fundamental shaila how to understand the Metzorah Muchlat. Is a Metzorah Muchlat a Musker plus, or do we say that a Metzorah Muchlat is a completely separate entity called a Metzorah Muchlat, and a Metzorah Muchlat has absolutely nothing to do with a Metzorah Musker? That is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, and therefore Rashi understands that even though when the Metzorah was a Musker, he was Aser B'Tashmash Hamitah, but now that he's a Muchlat, he's no longer a Musker, and for that reason, he's now Mutter B'Tashmash Hamitah. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues, and Tosfos understands that every Metzorah Muchlat is a Metzorah Musker plus, and therefore the fact that he was a Musker remains. And for that reason, Tosfos understands that had he been Aser B'Tashmash Hamitah, while he was a Musker, the Iser would remain even after he becomes a Muchlat. B'chorei Rashi and Tosfos go l'shita sayu as far as how to understand the Metzorah Muchlat in regards to another machlokes that we find between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands that a Metzorah Musker after his first week, the halacha is that l'kulei alma we are roya his negayim. As Rashi explains, that if we'll be matar him, then it'll come out that we're being Mesameach and we're making him happy. And even if we remain a Musker, he is not worse off than he was before. The obvious kasha is, as Tosfos asks, that maybe he'll end up becoming a Metzorah Muchlat because maybe he'll have Simani Tuma. And if he has Simani Tuma, according to Chachamim, the Kohen will have to go tell him that he is Tameh. So it comes out that he is losing. Tosfos therefore argues in Rashi. And Tosfos says that a Metzorah Musker at the end of his first week, according to Chachamim, we are not roya his nega, because again, if he'll have simani tuma, for example, as Tosfos says, if his nega will spread, then the kohen will have to matami him, and it comes out that he's losing with that the kohen is being roya his nega, and therefore Tosfos understands that like Chachamim, after the first week, we are not roya his nega. To answer Rashi, we find that the Teisei Rosh B'Shem Arayvet says the following Chiddush. The Teisei Rosh B'Shem Arayvet says that even according to Chachamim, that understand, based on the Pasuk of Atari Oyotame, that a Kohen has no right to keep quiet, a Kohen has to tell him if his Naga is Tor or his Naga is Tame, if this Mitzrayim Musker came to the Kohen, and the Kohen saw that he has Simoni Tuma, the Kohen will be allowed to be Masker him. The Kohen will not have to tell him that he is a Mitzrayim Mukhlat, because as far as the Pasuk of Atari Oyotame is concerned, the Kohen can tell him you are a Mitzrayim Musker. And that itself is a Kiyam of the Din Latame. Thesis that argues on the Ravid and understands that based on the Pasuk of Atari Iwatamai, the Kohen would not be able to tell him that you are a Musker. He would have to actually make him into a Mukhlat, is a Chaya based on that the Rashi and Thesis argued before. As we find in the Sefer Maristeris in Yudalai space and Simon Lamadai Stalid, that Thesis argues on the Ravid is based on the fact that Thesis understands that if a Mitzuria comes in front of the Kohen, and the Kohen sees that this Mitzvah's din is to become a Mitzvah Mukhlat, the Kohen cannot make him into a Mitzvah Musker. Because again, Mukhlat is not a Musker plus, but rather Mukhlat is a completely separate entity to Mitzvah Musker. And therefore, a Mitzvah Mukhlat has no din whatsoever to be a Mitzvah Musker. And if the Kohen would say, you are a Mitzvah Musker, he would not become a Musker. And for that reason, based on the Pasuk of Atari Iwatame, the Kohen would actually have to tell him, you are a Mitzrayim Mukhlat. On the other hand, the Ravid understands that a Mitzrayim Mukhlat is a Musker Plus. And therefore, even if a Mitzrayim comes in front of us, whose din is becoming a Mitzrayim Mukhlat, if we are Masker him, we are also being Metame him. Not his full Tumah, but at least a partial Tumah. And therefore, it is Neskayim, the Pasuk of Atari Iwatame. Getting back to the previous machlokes, again we have machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands the Mitzrayim Musker does not need shiwach outside three machnes, a Mitzrayim Mukhlat does. Rashi also understands that Mitzrayim Musker is aser b'tashmash hamita, and Mitzrayim Mukhlat is mutter b'tashmash hamita. In other words, a Mitzrayim Musker is more chomer in a way than Mitzrayim Mukhlat, and in a way more kal than Mitzrayim Mukhlat. On the other hand, Tosfos argues and understands the Mitzrayim Musker also needs Shiwach out of three machnes, and as far as Tashmash Hamita, Mitzrayim Musker, and Mitzrayim Mukhlat have exactly the same din. Now, according to Rashi, that we are not Roya Nagoyim Lahachmer by Mitzrayim Musker is based on the fact that if he'll be a Mitzrayim Mukhlat, we are making him lose. We're making him be sent out of three machnes. And even though he's gaining, as far as his Heter of Tashmash Hamita is concerned, but still, as far as being sent out of Himachnes, it is a Chumrah, which the Gemara refers to as Sav Sadaoma. And therefore, for that reason, we are not Roya Mitzrayim Musker to Metame him to become a Mukhlat, based on the fact that we are making him be sent out of Himachnes and be sent away from people. That is as far as a Mitzrayim Musker is concerned. As far as a Mitzrayim Mukhlat, the Hefsid is if we'll go and be Metare the Mitzrayim Mukhlat, because now he'll enter a time called Yimei Sfirai, and Yimei Sfirai is Aser B'Tashmash Hamita. In other words, he's going from a time of Mitzrayim Mukhlat, in which he was Mutter B'Tashmash Hamita, to a time that he is Aser B'Tashmash Hamita. And therefore, as the Mishnah Melech and Ritva explain, that we are worried both about being Mafsid him from everyone else, from the company of everyone else, by being sent out of three machnes, and for that reason, we are not Roya Mitzrayim Musker to become a Mitzrayim Mukhlat, and so too we are worried about his Heter Tashmish Hamita, which the Gemara refers to as Savsa de Ishta, and for that reason, we are not Roya Mitzrayim Mukhlat to Metaher him, to turn him into a Mitzrayim Torah, which has the halacha of Yimei Sfirai, which is also B'Tashmish Hamita. That is according to Rashi, that understands that a Mitzrayim Musker is not sent out of three machanes, and a Mitzrayim Mukhlat is sent out of three machanes. The other, and according to Tosfos, one has to explain that we are not Roya Negoyim Lahachmer by Mitzrayim Mukhlat differently. Because again, Tosfos understands that Mitzrayim Mukhlat is also sent out of three machanes. Tosfos explains that we are not Roya a Mitzrayim Mukhlat, to turn him into Mitzrayim Mukhlat, is based on the fact that there is a Chimer that a Mitzrayim Mukhlat has over Mitzrayim Mukhlat, as far as other people's company. As Tosfos explains, the Chiyuv, Priya, Uprima, which only Matzera Mukhod has, and so too as far as Halacha of Tamei Tamei Yikra, are all based on the fact that a Matzera Mukhod has to separate himself from people. And therefore, besides for the Halacha being sent out of three Machanes, there's a secondary Halacha as well, that a Matzera Mukhod has to be separate from people. And only Matzera Mukhod has that Halacha. Matzera Mukhod does not have that Halacha. And therefore, the Chumrah, which the Gemara refers to as Safsa Da'oma, is referring to the Chumrah of Priya, Priman, Tame, Tame Yikra, which only Matzera Mukhod has. And for that reason, we are not Raya Matzera Mukhod to turn him into Matzera Mukhod, because again, we are taking him away from other people's company by turning him into Matzera Mukhod. Mitzvah, on the other hand, explains a different pshat, in that we are not Raya Matzera Mukhod to turn him into Matzera Mukhod. The Mitzvah explains it is based on that by being mechayev him on priyo prima, we're causing him to manavel himself, to make himself disgusting. And that is a chumrah that a Matzera Mukhod has over Matzera Mukhod. And for that reason, we are not roya Matzera Mukhod to turn him into Matzera Mukhod, based on the chumrah of priyo prima that only a Matzera Mukhod has. Now let's go on to the next gemara. The Gemara on the base brings down the Rebbe said, Nirin Divrei Remeir B'Muskar. I agree to Remeir B'Muskar that by Muskar one is Royas and Nugoyim, but not by Mukhlat. By Mukhlat, I agree to Rebbe Yisi that Ein Royim is Hanugoyim. To explain that the Rebbe agrees to Remeir that Royim is Hanugoyim by Muskar and not by Mukhlat, again is dependent upon the previous three Mahalchim the Rishenim. According to Rashi, that the Rebbe agrees to Remeir by Muskar is not based on the Shita of Remeir. The Royim is Hanugoyim Mahoke of Loyal Hachmir. Rebbe, as far as that Chiddush Rameir agrees to Rabbanon, that when a Kohen sees a Nega, he has to be Metahar or Metami the Nega. He has no right to be Shesek. That Rebbe agrees to Rameir by Muskar is based on the fact that even if he'll be Metami the Muskar and turn him into Metzera Mukhlat, he's being Matar him Metashmish Hamita. Because again, like Rashi, a Metzera Muskar is also Metashmish Hamita, Metzera Mukhlat, on the other hand, is Mutter B'Tashmish Hamitza. And therefore, he is being Mater him B'Tashmish Hamitza, which Rebbe holds, Tzavsa De'ishte Zadifa. Tzavsa De'ishte, the Heter Tashmish Hamitza, is better to a person than the Chumrah of being sent out of three Machanais. That is how Rashi explains the Shita of Rebbe. According to Tosfos, that there is no difference between Matzera Mukhod and Matzera Mukhod as far as the Heter Tashmish Hamita is concerned, Tosfos explains Rebbe as follows. The Nirin Divrei Remeir B'Muskar again does not mean that he agrees to the Chiddush Remeir, the Royim Esonagoa Mohokov Lahachmer, but rather that the Rebbe agrees to Remeir by Matzera Mukhod is based on the fact that since even if he'll be a Matzera Mukhod, he will still be Mutter B'Tashmish Hamita, the loss of Tzavsa Da'oma, through that and now he is Mukhuyev and Priyo Prima and Tame Tame Yikra, is considered insignificant to a person as long as he is Mutter B'Tashmish Hamita, as long as he has Tzavsa De'ishtai. For that reason, he has nothing to lose. And that is why Rebbe agrees to a mayor that Royin Esanugoyim by Matzera Mukhod. Mitzvah explains that Rebbe agrees to a mayor by Matzera Mukhod is based on the fact that Rebbe holds like Remeir. Actually holds Remeir's Chiddush, that Royim is Hanugoyim Lahakel V'loy Lahachmir. And therefore, if he's Tahar, we Matar him, and he'll gain the fact that now he's Tahar. And even if he really is a Matzera Mukhlat, according to Rebbe, who holds like Remeir, the Kohen has a right to be Shesek. And therefore, even if he really is Tameh, he will not lose anything. On the other hand, as far as a Matzera Mukhod is concerned, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yisi that Ein Reim is Hanagoyim, based on the fact that the Matzera has nothing to gain. If he's Tamei, he'll remain Tamei. And if he's Tahar, the Kohen will not want to Matar him, because again, by being Matar him, he'll lose Tzav Sadishtei. Till now, he had a Heter Tashmish Hamitza, and now be Meisviri, he will no longer have a Heter Tashmish Hamitza. And even though the Kohen has a right to be Shesek, and not tell him that he's Tahar, but again, the Metzera has nothing to gain, and based on the fact that he has nothing to gain, for that reason, Rebbe holds Ein Royin by Metzera Mukhlat. That is how the Ritva explains our Gemara. Now let's go back to that the Gemara explains the Ikra Machlekes between a Meir and a Chachamim. The Gemara says, Ki Pligi, Behesker Sheni. Marasav Rukayin Tali Melsa, Itar Amalei Tar Vitame Shasik, Umarasavar Latare Elatame Iksiv. Rashi and the other Rishainim explain the Gemara as follows. That Remeir holds Rukayin Tali Melsa that the Kohen does not necessarily have to metame him. The Kohen has a right to be Shesek. Chachamim, on the other hand, they argue. Chachamim say that a Kohen does not have a right to be Shesek. If he's Torah, the Kohen has to say Torah. If he's Tameh, the Kohen has to be metame him. And for that reason, Chachamim hold Ein Roim as Hanagoyim, because again, if he's Tameh, the Kohen will have no choice but to be metame him. The Rash in the Goyim Perek Gimel Mishnah, on the other hand, explains the Gemara differently. He explains that according to a mayor of a Kohen Talimosa, the Metzora is not Tameh till the Kohen says he is Tameh. And for that reason, if the Kohen will be Shesek, he will not be Tameh. On the other hand, according to Chachamim Otare or Tameh Ksiv, the Kohen, even if he is Shesek, he will still be Tameh. If one has a Metzora Musker, after 2 weeks, who has Himone Tuma, he becomes Tameh automatically, even without the Kohen saying he is Tameh. For that reason, the shtika of the Kohen will not make any difference whatsoever. Because even if the Kohen is Shesek, he will still be Tameh. So again, according to Rashi, everyone agrees that the Metzora Musker only becomes a Tameh, only if the Kohen actually says he's Tameh. The only question is if the Kohen has a right to be Shesek. According to the Rashi, the Machlokes and the Mishnah is, do we say that if a Metzora Musker has Himani Tuma, does the Kohen actually have to say he is Tameh in order for the Metzora to become a Metzora Mochlatz? Or do we say that the fact that the Kohen sees Himani Tuma, even without the Kohen pronouncing Tuma, he is still Tameh? And for that reason, Chachamim understand that the Kohen should not see Negoim, because if the Kohen will see the Nega, and he has Himani Tuma, he is Tameh automatically. But L'chura, even like the Rash, this halacha of Chachamim only applies after the Metzora is Musker for 2 weeks. After the first week of his Hesker, the only way for the Metzora to become a Metzora Mochlat is only with the Kohen actually pronouncing Tuma. And for that reason, one can explain like the Rash, that a Chachamim agree to a mayor that after the first week the Kohen can see the Nega is based on the fact that after the first week it is still dependent upon the Kohen saying Tuma, the Kohen pronouncing Tuma. And for that reason, the Kohen has a right to be Shesek, even according to Chachamim. Only after the second week do we say that even without the Kohen saying Tuma, the Metzora turns into a Metzora Mochlat automatically as long as the Kohen sees Himani Tuma.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.